my right seat.
Amen.
All right, let's bow our heads towards prayer again. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we just thank you once again for this great, great, great and wonderful opportunity that you've given us to be among your bride here in Africa, Lord.
Yes.
Oh, God, we just thank you for each and every one, Lord. And the way you're blessing, the way you're revealing your word. And Lord, we just pray as we're about to read the word of God now, Lord, that you'll just do as you always do. Come down and give us that special anointing to minister and give the people that special anointing. And I say to see the word of God as you grant it, Lord. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
All right, we're reading from the book of Joshua.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We love this book of Joshua.
Hallelujah.
Amen. It shows some of the great miracles that God did. I've always enjoyed reading where Joshua spoke to the sun.
Stand still.
It shows the power that God invested in his servant. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And how the Jordan River opened up. And the children of Israel came through on dry ground. It just shows that whatever needs to be done, God will do it. And we thank God for that. And we believe he's the same today. To do exceedingly abundantly
above
anything we can ask or think. We're reading in the fifth chapter of the book of Joshua.
Joshua chapter 5.
And we're going to begin reading with verse 11.
Joshua.
And I want to speak on a renewed food for a renewed land. Hallelujah. Amen.
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 Amen. Yes. Amen. All right. If you would stand for me, the reading of the word. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Joshua 5.
Joshua chapter 5.
And beginning verse 11.
Yamani verse 11.
Read like this.
Even Gajonchi.
And they did eat the old corn of the land on the morrow after the Passover. Unleavened cakes and parched corn in the self same day.
Nipa mawa chatata pasca.
Now the next verse, I want you to listen real good because this is where I'm going to draw my text from. And the manna ceased on the morrow after they had eaten the old corn of the land. Neither had the children of Israel manna any more, but they did eat the fruit of the land of Canaan that year.
Koma mawa che mana anareka, atadja iwo tiribu wapindi wamziko, niko ana Israel, anadenso mana, kumanadja zipaso, zadziko la kana nchaka kumichija.
Maybe see it, please.
Mwakaibansi.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
What we've read here today,
Amen.
It may seem like a strange scripture, Because here the children of Israel, they eat the old corn of the land.
Chifupa apa wana wa Israeli chopano ambaso chikudia chakuta chakale chamziko.
And the manna is no longer falling.
Nipo mana yaleka kugwa kuchoka kumamba.
So we're going to speak on this, a renewed food for a renewed land.
So tikula kulamula pa chakudia chamele chopano mziko la chopano.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, when we look at manna, we find that manna was a temporary food for a temporary time. And one of the things I want you to notice about a manna is that it will only last for one day. And manna, if you tried to bring it over into the next day, it bred worms.
Amen.
Amen.
The Bible says it stank and bred worms. But when we come to the old corn of the land, that was a stable food that will last forever. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I'm saying old corn is better than manna. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when Moses bring the children of Israel through the wilderness, they had to have something to eat in the journey. So when the people prayed and asked God for food, God told him he would rain manna down from heaven. And he gave special instruction of how to handle
the manna.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And one thing about the manna, it tasted good. But it would not last. It's just like a good shout today. It feels good, but you gotta have more than that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Amen. Now, one of the other things I want you to notice about the message today, a renewed food for a renewed land.
She wants to tell me that we are about 10 million. She wants to tell me that we are about
Amen.
Amen.
At one time, the children of Israel was in the land of Canaan. And when they were in the land of Canaan, they ate the old corn of the land. They had that corn, that stable food. But because of a famine, they went down into the land of Egypt. And all this works out good because while they were in Egypt, the story is Joseph's brother sold him to a slave to Egypt. And while he was in Egypt, he got a Gentile bride.
Yes.
Later, when the famine came to the land of Canaan, Joseph invited his family to come down into Egypt.
Joseph
it was about 75 souls. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And Joseph fed them throughout the family. They were there 430
years.
But God raised up Moses to be a deliverer. And he went down and he brought the children of Israel out.
And
hallelujah.
Amen.
I love the
Moses.
As Moses went down into the land of Egypt. Hallelujah. He went down to bring deliverance. And Egypt had the strongest army in the world. Hallelujah.
Amen.
They could defeat almost any enemy. But here went one old man down in Asia. He was riding on his humble beast. And someone asked him, said, Moses, where are you going? He said, I'm going down to Egypt to take over. I'm going to bring the children of
Israel.
They laughed him to scorn. But the thing about it, he did. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
If I look silly, Moses is going to take over Egypt with just a little bit. Praise God, but God does things strange ways. Because it's not by might nor by power, He said, but by my spirit.
Yes. Yes.
That's
what
God did today.
Yes.
That's right. He did the same thing.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
As Moses brought about 2.5 million people out of
Egypt.
Brought them right through the desert. There was no food being. Hallelujah. But God will make a way. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Sometimes God does for our survival. So that was a survival message that manna was. If
the
only last one day at a time. And it was only to be given in that journey out of Egypt. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But all the time they were coming back to the homeland. Now we tied out here to church. God gave a message for
Abraham.
And the message was for them to survive on for that.
Yes.
But over the hill
that
lies Canaan land. And God did whatever it takes to get them there. So he had to feed the people all the way to Canaan. Because they were on a journey. Hallelujah. When we study about the church ages, especially in the Reformation, here comes
Luther.
And he came and he preached the Joshua by faith. But that's all he knew.
Amen.
But it was manna for his day and his age. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Because God's bringing the church where the old corn was at.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Message that Luther had, it only brought him over a few mountains. But Canaan land still laid in a wayward distance.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So here come another man named John
Wesley.
He took him a little further. And God gave manna.
Amen.
Amen. In each one of these messages, there's something in it to cause it to self-destruct. God gave them some words and they added all their thoughts. Now, Wesley, the messenger for the fifth church age, sixth church
age,
he came preaching, we need to be saved and sanctified.
Hallelujah.
Amen. But he sprang from the people instead of baptized. He sprang from them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Now they didn't do that in Canaan. But that was man that was falling through the church. Just as sure as that man fell, everything was in that man to cause it to breed worms. When its time period passed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You had to get up early in the morning. And go fill your little pot full of manna. Because when the sun came up, it began to melt away.
Amen.
God told them, get enough for the family for that day. But you can't save it over. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. That's where your denomination come in. They tried to save that man for another age. Amen. And it
read
worms. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why they made a denomination. Amen. Just crawling with worms. It's not them that start, it's them that stay in the journey.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 When God showed John a vision of this religious system, the great whore and her daughters, he says, a cage of unclean spirits. Hallelujah. That's them worms just Hallelujah. But we hear a voice saying, come on, come on, Canaan, just ahead. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Then here come this last church age man.
Last church age.
My, that manna fell and didn't ever taste good. Africa. Over in South Africa, he had some of the greatest meetings. Many people were healed. Many were blessed. Because that was a message in that day that he would never
say.
But later on, as the man continued to fall, he began to bring us more and more toward the homeland. He got us right up the Jordan. Hallelujah.
Amen.
A perfect type of Moses bringing the children of Israel through.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the manna fell 4 days.
So the manna never went down.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The manna fell on the other side, John.
The manna never made it there.
No manna ever fell on that to the cross, John.
The manna seen never came ever got into Jordan.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because that was some better way than to cross the river.
The manna never made it there. He never ever got into Jordan.
Now something's built in each message to cause it to breed worms. But the true seed of God,
come on,
they take what was in this message and they eat that now. When another day comes, they move over into the next time. Because
there'll
be new manna falling in a new age. Every day a fresh batch.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In John Wesley's day, that was a fresh batch. Brother Brown was a church age messenger, so the manna fell fresh for his day. Hallelujah. But Jordan River was between him and the land of Canaan. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God brought Moses up on the mountain.
Moses,
said Moses, look over there on the other side, Jordan.
Say, that's the land over there.
Moses, you just come on home with me.
Like Moses, where are you going?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The children of Israel are still on the other side of Jordan. The children of Israel, they look to Moses, take them across. But God had other plans. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So since that was manna on that side of
Jordan,
God built something in it that would cause it to self-destruct. You that were in the meetings yesterday, you heard that he would preach the word, don't come to nobody but the Father. That was good for his day and hour. Because God had an Old Testament type prophet to preach the word.
Amen.
But you can't bring that across Jordan. Hallelujah. That's
good.
All stays on the other side of Jordan.
Amen.
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 Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. He would say, God don't have but one prophet on the scene at a time.
Yeah,
the word don't come to nobody.
ya mungaba santa prophet umozi pantawe mozi ni kama kabuti yebe anani mtenele oksipanga na chaka.
Amen.
Amen.
Many people mistook that for the message of perfection.
So that means you are not someone that they come here and put him at the message genuinely. You are Khalil of America, Jehovah.
Amen. But when you look in the Word of God, there's one message. Ephesians chapter 4.
Ephesians chapter 4.
Amen. Yea, some apostles. Some evangelists. Some pastors. Some teachers. Hallelujah. That's why we're coming back to this.
Amen.
Amen. Renewed people come for renewed food.
Amen.
We get renewed food for this renewed
land.
Now the children of Israel had been in the land of Canaan before. That's where Abraham was at. That's where Isaac and Jacob was at. Hallelujah, in the land of Canaan. But then they went on a long journey. And they got seven lands in the world in Egypt. But it came time for God to bring them back home.
Yes.
So he raised up a Pharaoh.
So he had a
that didn't know Joseph.
Amen.
Amen.
And then he began to persecute him.
So another
make slaves out of them.
Amen.
Amen.
But there become a feeling in their heart, it's time to go home.
Amen.
They begin to look for deliverance. They begin to pray for deliverance. God sent Moses.
Moses.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Now the early church, they had one mind. That was one body. That was not a single denomination.
Yes.
That was not a single organized church.
They
were just worshiping God in spirit. And Paul said, by one spirit, y'all baptized into one body. They believed in one God. They baptized by immersion in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Amen. But then they went out of the land in
Egypt.
They went into the dark age. And when God got ready to bring them out, he sent those church age messengers. And they preached the word of God. But it was the word for their time.
Amen.
They didn't have the full revelation. They didn't understand the mystery of God.
The
only thing they understand what God gave for that day. And praise God, the manna fell and it tasted good.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, praise God.
Oh, you think I'm weird.
Now you can have a meal that tastes really good. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You can make a good banana pudding.
Pudding, yeah, banana.
I love it. But I have to sit out here in the sun 2 or 3 days. I would venture to say you can find worms.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. You got to walk off and leave that bowl of banana pudding and go because God gave
him a knife. Amen. 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 Amen.
Amen. Praise God. So every message, God let the messengers bring a message. To take the people on to the next level. But that same messenger brought something for the tag. Because according to the parables of Matthew 13th chapter, the wheat and tares grow together. They all got the same rain.
Mm-hmm.
They all got the same sunshine. They all grew in the same soil.
Mm-hmm.
They all got the same message.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen. Cause them to grow and bring forth a harvest. Amen.
Amen.
But when the manifestation came of what they were, they came back to what they were originally. Hallelujah. Tag produced more tag. Praise God.
Amen.
But the wheat produced more wheat and went on to the next
one.
That's why it was for seven church ages. And in that seventh parable, which typifies the seven church ages, hallelujah.
Amen.
It says it's like a man cast in a net into the sea. And he pulls in every kind. Then the fishermen sat down. And then they begin to separate. They begin to separate the fish from the crawfish. They separate the good fish from the bad. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. The good fish, it goes into the basket. But the bad fish is cast back into the sea. So shall it be at the end of the world. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's time to cross over Jordan. Now crossing Jordan.
So
that. Crossing Jordan is going from Revelation 10:7 to 10:8.
Amen.
Revelation 10:7 deals with the seventh church age message.
Revelation chapter 10, verse 7.
And he said he would finish up the mystery at the wrath the church came. Which includes the seven church ages. Which includes the seven seals. Which was the revelation of the seventh thunder. All that's on the other side of Jordan. Yesterday I made a statement. I know it was a strange statement. And many looked at me in a strange way. Hallelujah. I said, you preach seven church ages, you're not preaching what Paul preached.
Never looking at the right, you're not seven churches. Somewhere I'm going to get a power.
If you preach seven thunders, you're not preaching my power. If you preach seven seals, you're not preaching my power. All that occurred as they went out of the land.
This is all that the nation did for Kupatia and Natuz.
And when God started bringing them back to the homeland. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He told John. On the island of
Patmos.
That how the church fell away. That if the church fell from its first love. He finished up that first chapter of Revelation. By telling John about a mystery. It's Revelation chapter 1 verse 20. He talks about a singular mystery. And it had to do with seven candlesticks. Seven stars. Seven spirits. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said this will stay a mystery till the seventh angel comes. And when the seventh angel comes, which be seven church ages later, he said he will clear up this mystery. He will finish this mystery. Here on the other side of Jordan. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now John talked about the Spirit of God. He talked about seven spirits. But you'll never find Paul talking about seven spirits. He said there's one spirit. There's one faith. There's one Lord. There's one baptism.
Yes.
Come to New Jerusalem. That's a Hebrew chapter 12. He said, you come to where the spirits of justice are made perfect. He said, you come to an Indian with a host of angels. He said, you come to Jesus.
Amen.
The creator of a new covenant.
Amen.
And back to Ephesians 4. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now back in the wilderness journey, as they ate the manna, we picked up a lot of things coming through the journey. Amen. We accumulate a lot of luggage that we don't need over on the other side. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We don't need a little pot and a scoop to scoop up the manna with. Hallelujah, but we're going to eat the corn off the rock. Last year I was over in what's the name of the town? Malawi? Malawi.
Malawi.
And on the roadsides, they would have this parched corn. It was still on the cob. And that looked so good. Amen. And you couldn't parch manna. Amen. Unless you wanted a bunch of worms. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. But that parched corn, it lasts a long time. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. Looks so good.
Amen.
So that's what we're doing. We're eating the old corn of the land.
Amen.
That corn, of the land puts some meat on your body. It'll build you up, the Bible says. Amen. Build you up into the
stature
of the perfect man.
Amen.
Now, when we get to this place,
Amen.
When we cross over Jordan, Amen. We leave behind many things.
Amen.
Amen.
A mind accorded up about the seven thunders. A mind accorded up about the seven seals. A mind accorded up about the seven messengers. We already know who they are. Because that seventh one reached back and cleared all the rest of them up. Where the rest of the messengers left loose
hands.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
John Wesley left the loose end there that you need to be sprinkled. And believe in the Holy Trinity. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But here come this seven messenger to clear that up. The seven messenger said you will not find sprinkling in the Bible. You will not find Paul sprinkling in the Praise God.
Amen.
When Paul found John's disciples at Ephesus, the 19th chapter of the book of Acts, John's been gone for about 40 years and they're still following John. The only thing they knew is what John said. They were saying that John said the Messiah was going to come one
day.
He said, I'm the forerunner, he's coming. So John's disciples were preaching. He's coming, he's coming.
Amen.
Amen. But Paul said he's already come. And told them they need to be baptized in the name of the Lord. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes. God gave you gifts of the Spirit.
Yes.
Well, but Brian came as a type of John. The angel of the Lord spoke to him. Said that John the Baptist was sent to forerun my first coming. Said you will take a message to the world and forerun my second coming. I'll tell you what, 40 years later, as Paul
travels,
he found people still quoting John. John said this, John said that. Amen. Well, how about what Jesus said? Today we'll hear people say, Brother Brown said this, Brother Brown said that. Hallelujah. Sound that horn, brother. We're blowing one in here. So you see, the manna ceased to fall. Amen. And as the manna ceased to fall, they ate manna one last time on the other side of Jordan. Amen.
Amen.
All right, help me out here a little more music with it, brother.
Amen.
Amen.
Let me see that I'll check out.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. This sounds like music to my ears anyway.
Music. Amen. Music to my ears.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The true word of God.
My ears.
Praise God.
Amen.
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 All right. I tell you, I enjoy the word of God. I enjoy preaching the message of the Lord.
Amen.
I enjoy seeing the saints light up like a light bulb.
Amen.
We walk in this light.
Amen.
Now remember, the manna falls for one last time on the other side of Jordan. It fell for seven church ages. But when we cross over Jordan, we eat the old corn of the land. So you see the title of renewed food for renewed land. It's not new, it's renewed. The land is not new, it's renewed. Because we've been there before.
Yes.
I was there before the foundation.
Yes.
Amen. When the children of Israel came back to the land. Amen. They came back to the land the forefather had inherited.
so good people are never going to have any now.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. God gave me
for that.
I had a dream here back a few months ago. And in the dream, I went to this lighthouse. And in the lighthouse, people were coming there ever so often. And they came there because the light had one time been there. But the light was no longer there. And in the dream, as I was walking out, I said, I won't be coming back to this lighthouse anymore.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Because now it's not just a certain locality. Jesus is the lighthouse.
Yes, indeed.
When we come to Jesus, we come to it all.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Now, we appreciate every one of the church age messages. We honor them. I hope when I get there, God let me bow down and thank each one of them for what they did.
Amen.
I will tell them I couldn't
have
been here if you hadn't gone.
He said,
Psalm says, I will leave. The prophet thinks all the mysteries of the Bible. You're on the other side of Jordan. Because the Bible says he finished that mystery singular. Which concerned the seven stars, seven churches, seven candles. Amen. All right, read verse 12 of Joshua 5. I've read it once, but it's the same what I did. I want you to read it again.
Joshua chapter 5.
It says, and the manna ceased to fall on the morrow after they had eaten the old corn of the land. Neither had the children of Israel manna any more, but they did eat the fruit of the land of Canaan that year. And also like this verse 11. They did eat the old corn of the land on tomorrow. Amen. After they cross over. They ate the old corn of the land. The manna ceased to fall. Hallelujah. The manna ceasing to fall. Amen. But a lot of people don't know it.
But you want to be dismantled.
They're trying to save back them a little manna. The only thing about that manna is going to breed worms.
Yes.
Amen.
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 That's the law of God. Reading in the Word of God, every time they tried to save it back, it bred worms. Every time they tried to hoard it back, some of them said it may not be enough to eat tomorrow, let's get a good batch of it. Amen.
Amen.
They got a big
full.
The next day they went to get him from that man and it was just worms. So you see, when a lot of people teach what they teach and believe what they believe, they're carrying around a pot of worms.
Amen.
But we've crossed over Jordan to Canaan.
Amen.
Now there was one part of the manna saved. It was put in the Ark of the Covenant, just a small container full. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. And sometimes the priest, they would get just a little taste of it. That's showing that the minister has a revelation of which way the church came.
Amen.
Amen.
Showing that they knew there has been
several churches.
Remember, the manna that was saved back was only for a memorial, not the. And the only thing kept it from breathing worms to cut it in the Ark of the Covenant. Everything outside that Ark of the Covenant bred worms. Praise God, praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Do you see how important it is to come across Jordan? You leave your manna pots on the other side. And all the worms that it had bred. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Now I'll tell you one thing. You better wash that pot good. When you ate that manna, you better wash that pot. Because any remnant of the matter that was in there, you get it next morning, get your pot, get mad and you find worms
in it.
Amen.
Amen.
That was the law of God keeping us moving on.
As if
God don't want us to try to save it back, He's giving a fresh
back.
Every age
came
a fresh back.
Amen.
Amen. That's all on the other side of
Jordan.
When they crossed over Jordan, the manna ceased to fall. And they ate the old corn of the land. Notice a renewed food for renewed people.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. When they went back, they just started eating what they had there before. They started eating
your corn
and land. It did me so much good when I saw this. Why don't we get this right here if you can? You got it? Amen. Ephesians chapter 4.
Amen.
Alright. That right there is some old corn.
Everybody, tell me that she know what
they have. They had it in the days of Paul.
But I didn't have to tell me about Simeon Bowen.
And still lasting now.
Amen.
Amen. Now, this right here ain't going to bring no worms because ain't man.
This is everything that you're talking about. This is the old
corn of the land.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah, brother.
This is no corn.
This is no corn. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Now, God.
God
sent a message. To call us out of
denominationalism. Denomination.
Just like He sent Moses to bring him up to Jordan.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now Moses worked out there in the wilderness. He taught the law to the people. Amen. God of the Jordan. But we come across Jordan, we're in the land that's raised.
So
we're
not under the law,
but we're under grace. Paul
said,
which is so much of
Amen.
Amen. Now, if we can read the New Testament, we find out that word is still good that Paul gave. There's some instructions he gave for the local congregation that might not apply to
us.
Because the word of God is given for instruction.
Yes.
Our brother here, as being a God-called pastor, has authority to give certain instructions. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's given for edification.
Yes.
But that part of it, that's the doctrine, and it don't change it. No way.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Is that right?
Amen.
Come on, amen. Amen. See, in the days of Paul, there was a living ministry that could speak the word. Whatever situation that they were in, there was a man that could give the answer. And that man was Jesus Christ as he worked through the
ministry.
The Bible says God at sundry times and in divers manners spake to the Father by the prophet. But in this last day, spoke to us by His Son. And since He's not here physically, when He's ascended on high, He gave gifts to me.
Yes,
this is it right here.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Speak the word and lead the church.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. It's time to close again.
Amen.
Amen. I don't know how long y'all usually hold, but I'll tell you this. When you get in this good corner of the land, I can eat a lot of
them.
Can you?
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Just don't give me one ear of that parched corn. I tell you why I enjoy being with you folks so much.
Amen.
I get beside myself reaching this word. And you may have to come pull me on the coattail and give me a hug.
Amen.
And where that comes from is that.
Amen.
Amen. Well, I'm going to read this about crossing over Jordan, coming through the land. I'm going to read in Revelation chapter 10. I want to show you how it applies. Then we can no longer be tossed to or fro. I'll read the whole scripture and then let you read.
Amen.
Amen. It says, and I saw mighty angel, another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud and a rainbow upon his head, and his face was as the sun, his feet was as pillar of fire. Amen. Now that's Christ coming back. Okay?
Ovaram tambo ni utawaleza kwa mtu bache ni kope yache ngatizua ni babaji yache ngatimizati ya moto.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's Jesus Christ coming back in spiritual form to the church. And he had in his hand a little book open, and he set his right foot upon the sea and left foot upon the earth. Now, I want you to notice in verse 2, he set his right foot upon the sea. But his left foot on the earth. That's two legs of his spiritual coming. John says, see me, multitude of people. That's where Christ came first. The first leg of his spiritual coming was on the day of Pentecost.
Right,
left foot upon the earth. In 1963, Christ came back in the spiritual form. Seven angels assisted him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And when he ascended up, he made the picture of Christ in the cloud. God vindicated His word.
Amen.
So John backs up here and he tells us the whole story here. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You're getting excited all the way. All right.
Shall we know?
I'll find it here. Okay, I got it. Now watch. John began to reach back and tell us the history of the church.
The way it was
timed. And verse 3 says, and he cried with a loud voice as when a lion roared, and when he had cried, seven thunders uttered their voices.
Amen.
Amen.
Now these same seven thunders were at the first link of his coming. John heard a voice speak from heaven.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. And they uttered.
Amen.
Now watch what John was about to do in 96 A.D.
Verse 4.
When the seven thunders had uttered their voices, I was about to write, and I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered, and write them not.
Ndipo pamene adala kukula mapingu asanu ndi awiriwo, ndinati ndilembe, ndipo ndinamva mawu ochokera kumwamba nanena, sindikiza nacho zizindikiro zimene adala kukula mapingu asanu ndi awiri, ndipo usazilembe.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, seal up what they said, not write them. That was in 96 A.D.
Ndipo anamuza kuti usazilembe zamene mapingu analemba ananena mu 96 A.D.
First part of the fifth chapter in the book of Revelation. John saw one sits on the throne. Had a book in his hand. It was sealed with seven seals. That's what God told John, seal it up. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There's only one set of seven seals. That's what John sealed up in 96 A.D. He did that after the church left the homeland.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When they left the homeland, they left this up here.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And they had a survival message all the way through the
amen.
Now watch here what verse 5 says. And the angel which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the earth lifted his hand to help. John picked up, right through the thunder, now here Christ out, he lifts his hand to him.
Amen.
And swore by him that liveth forever and ever, who created the heavens and the things that therein are, and the earth and the things that are therein are, and the sea and the things which are therein, that there should be time no longer.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Now he said there'd be time no longer. Christ come back, lift his hand to heaven and said, this time period is over. It was a time of wandering the wilderness. It was a time of eating manna.
Amen.
Amen. Time itself goes on and on, but this was a time that God was doing a certain work.
So my time says
it's a time period called the kingdom of heaven, and it's recorded in Matthew
13.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you read Matthew chapter 13, the seventh parable. The man that was like a household. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That was that same church
master.
And he brought out his treasures,
things old.
The thing though was restoring us back, saying, go back to what Paul
preached.
The thing new was the opening of the seven seals and the thunder.
That's so bad.
He brought all this out of his treasures from that time period. Now here's what it says, verse 7.
Ya baba bezna 7 ikunena.
But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel,
koma masiku amngero wa samdichwili,
when he shall begin to sound,
amena zaya mabuomba,
the mystery of God.
She sings the chamurungu.
Not all the mysteries of the Bible.
What's that if you sing the voice in the Bible?
That was the mystery of this time period.
You know, it's just how we made.
And the time period is no more. That was the mystery John spoke about seven stars and seven angels.
Seven candlesticks.
He was clear of all that mystery.
Amen.
Amen. That the mystery of God should be finished as he has declared unto his servants the prophets. Now, quote my text before I read the next verse.
For renewed food, for renewed land.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That
in
the wilderness journey. That in the church
ages.
That in the uttering of the thunder. Because that's what the seals was about. When the thunder uttered their voices, Hallelujah, John said, I was about to rise. But he said, seal it up till the end time. The seventh messenger will clear up that mystery.
When
he did at the opening of the seven seals in
63.
Now we cross over Jordan.
Somebody will tell about Jordan.
We get back to the original.
You want to go in that so
it's and the voice which I heard from heaven spake unto me again. If we had the time this morning, we'd dwell on that. He's the same one that spoke to John, said, seal up the seal, and it will be open at the seventh one.
And the
Almighty God speaks again, which He authorized something else. He authorized a new
thing
for us. They had it back there, but it's renewed unto us. In this renewed land, not a wilderness.
Amen.
Praise God.
Well, let's talk about Jordan, Saban.
We crossed over that seventh church age period and came into
the church.
We came back to the original. And when you get back to the original, you understand perfectly by reading the Word of God.
Here's what Paul
teaches to us. There's many wondering to and fro through the earth today. As we travel around the earth, you'll be surprised how many revelations there are concerning the seventh
thunder.
But when Brother Jackson came out years ago, he said, I tell you, I believe
it would
be seven men. Well, it was seven men. But they've already come and gone. And we crossed over Jordan back in the house.
Jordan,
amen. So when you know that, the Bible says you'll no longer be tossed to and fro. A double-minded person, unstable in all
things.
That's why he
wants us to be stable as to where we stand. And then the foolishness of all these people that God hadn't dealt with. The folly that He made manifest. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, the voice spoke again. That's why He's doing these authorizing us to go forward.
And
said, go take the little book which is open in the hand of the angel which stands upon the sea and upon the earth. Amen.
Amen.
Other words, notice before the book was opened. This is my cousin's statement here. Before the book was opened and offered to the church, all seven seals had to be offered. And the seven seals were what the thunder said. Because when the thunder uttered, God told John to seal it up. And those seals were put right on that book. It was keep the wheat and tired from eating it together. It's not fair to the weak and tired through the seven church ages. God just gave them some manna to keep them going. But when he takes them thunder off, those seals
went out of the
The book's over. He said, cross over Jordan and eat it.
Amen.
They had it one time back there. They had access.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Just as the children of Israel ate the corn of the land. And when they came back into the land, the manna ceased to fall. And they ate the old corn of the land.
Amen.
That's what we're doing today.
Amen.
There's a little pot of manna as a memorial.
This is what the manna wants.
That's our understanding that we've come through such
a church.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We got to have that, else somebody try to put us back in the church. We
got to
have that little pot of manna in the Ark of the Covenant. Otherwise, somebody might say there's seven thunders yet to sound. Otherwise, somebody might say there's seven men coming and seven thunders. No, because of the knowledge God gave us, the little pot as a memorial. We know that ceased to fall. He gave some apostles
prophets.
God bless you. It's been such a pleasure to be with you.
We have nice day.